Dave Moore on Today FM.
I wish this man would call me up and take me out for dinner, but he never does. He's Carl Spain, the comedian from Limerick, and he's hilarious. Hello, Carl.
Hiya, Dave. When do you want to go out for dinner?
I don't mind. Any night I'm free. Most nights, like, after training, I'll be ready to go.
I have to come to you, pick you up from training. You're only looking for a lift. You're not looking for dinner.
I got new jeans. I might wear my new jeans for you.
Oh, well, if you wear the new jeans, definitely, yeah. I'll take you somewhere nice then.
Excellent.
It won't be just a drive-through. I'll take you out.
How are you, man?
I'm good. That song, was it written about someone's experience on the dating show that Ray Foley used to present?
Take me out, yes. No likey, no likey. come here, you are doing so many things. It's always hard to keep up with you and find out exactly where you're at and what you're doing.
Make me sound busy. Yeah,
this is what I'm always doing. You know, I've got your back for this PR gig you're on right now. So
I've no time for dinner.
No, that's the problem. What is the latest thing, though, that is interesting you and peaking your interest in? I mean, I presume it's the Limerick League hurling final against Cork coming up at the weekend. Like,
oh yeah, that's all I'm thinking about. is that a thing? I'm away. I didn't even know that's happening.
See,
too
busy. That's it. You're too all consumed by your career.
The fact you mentioned Limerick, I was only telling someone here. I'm having a coffee. I'm in Austria at the moment at a comedy and ski festival. But I was trying to explain a few years ago they did Limerick's top 50 sexiest men.
All right.
And I was trying to work out where I was. And I just said, would I be on the list?
Oh, come on.
Before I looked down the list, would I be on the list or where would I be?
Of course you would.
And wait for it. The top one was David Wallace, the rugby player.
Okay.
And there was like Alan Quinlan, even though born in Tipperary, we were claiming them just to...
Right. Yeah.
So there's rugby players, GAA players, you know, obvious people, you know, for Limerick. Kamal Ibrahim, who was Mr. Universe, wasn't number one. Not the best looking guy in Limerick. So all the way down, and I'm trying to work out where I am. And then I got to number 24, and it was Willie O'Dea. And I was thinking... Do I want to be on the rest? Yeah.
The man could rock a moustache like nobody else.
Yeah, can I go? Oh, I was 42nd, but I'm still in the top 50. But someone would go, what do you do? He was 24. You know, so yeah. Well, but power seems to be more, you know, political power.
Of course, it's enthralling and attractive and everything.
And the ability to make people laugh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
hang on, did you make the list?
No. I used to claim I was 51st.
That is...
And the worst thing was finding out I knew two of the judges. And I said to one of them afterwards, oh, would you not just put me in for the crack? And she goes, yeah, that would have been funny.
Oh, that's even worse. Carl, they don't know how beautiful you are. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
They're just missing out on the... Come here. So you're in Austria. Is it called Altitude or something, that festival?
Altitude Festival, yeah, and we're not all here, but Dean O'Kane, Emma Dorn, Jason Byrne.
Isn't Andrew Maxwell involved in that whole thing?
Andrew Maxwell's festival, yeah.
God, that's brilliant.
They've been here, it's going 20-something years, they've been here in Meerhofen in Austria for 15 years, and it's absolute joy.
And that is why Carl Spain can talk to us, because obviously Austria is an hour ahead, so comedians can all exist beyond noon. They can't do anything before noon, just if anyone needs to know that, but thankfully...
Yeah, all my answers would have been...
And come here, what's the best Austrian delicacy you've had so far?
Oh, God, I don't know if I've had strudel before, which is lovely.
Yeah. Have you had any schnitzel?
I had schnitzel in Vienna before, actually. Okay. Yeah, I had some sausage, some wurst last night. We all were out for a meal. It was gorgeous. They didn't no menus.
All right.
They had a drinks menu, and then they just put all of these platters of food.
I was only out at the weekend, and we were literally having the conversation that the best meals you get are when the restaurant goes, relax, lads.
No,
we'll give you everything. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy and skiing festival, or just just in a ski resort? You do actually go skiing as well, Carl.
But there's loads of them going skiing and snowboarding and all the rest.
I tried snowboarding. I've never gone skiing, but I tried snowboarding once. And my little cousin played a prank on me. He was about 14 or something, and we were in Boston, and he was living there. He's from Limerick, but he's living over there. Anyway, he sent me down a black slope when it was my first time ever on a snowboard. And I went so fast in a straight line, didn't know how to stop, didn't know how to do anything, was afraid to kind of just tumble, thought I'd die. And so I went down, you know, the orange kind of plastic mesh rope thing they have.
I just slammed
almost into a kindergarten class of skiers, but I slammed into that instead. And I got out of the snowboard and I never went back again, and I won't ever do it.
Well, a couple of years ago here, one of the best things I did was listen to Dylan Moran describe paragliding.
Yeah.
he jumped, I swear to God, it's a whole different experience, Dylan describing anything. But he'd gone paragliding and it was just magnificent.
To hear him describe it. Amazing.
It's great fun. No, I don't think I have the ankles for it.
No, I'd feel the same way, to be honest with you, Carl.
I'm doing a walking on ice thing later. But it's on the street. It's some kind of, I'm going to have helmets and knee pads and elbow pads. Walkers, skiers and skaters. We're doing some kind of stupid race.
But if you're good at walking on ice, maybe then you could get the gig for dancing on ice.
Oh God, no.
Do you know? I'd pay to see that. Come here, text.
I don't want the highlight of my career to be, do you remember the time Carl broke his arm?
There's a text in from Owen. It says, I love Carl Spain. I saw him a week ago in Tinnahealy Courthouse, County Wicklow. What were you doing in court, Carl?
It's a courthouse that's been converted to a theatre.
Oh, okay. You were supporting Al Porter there. He says, both of you were hilarious. He wants you to come back and do a full show again.
Yes, I should do that.
You should.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's a bit cruel, Carl, that the Five Lamps Arts Festival have listed off that there's going to be so many things that are going to be in the festival. For example, film, exhibitions, dance battles, music sessions. And I think it's mean that at the end, when they decide to include Carl Spain, they say clown walkabouts.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, well, it doesn't specifically say Carl Spain's involved, but clown walkabouts is what's happening in Dublin's North Inner City from April 11th to April 19th.
I'd report them to Willie O'Dea if he wasn't off taxi.
Okay, so come on. There is also comedy happening in the Five Lamps Arts Festival. Yeah. So what are you involved in there?
I'm on with Aideen McQueen, Sophia Wren and Stephanie L. So I'm the male minority now that comedy is changed so much. It's all women now, and it's going to be great fun. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's the 14th of April at 8:30 in North Strand. Where is it? The Ansley House.
Ansley House. That's it. I did a course out in the Five Lamps, and about 30 years ago,
right?
In communications, and that's actually standing in front of the camera kind of gave me the confidence to start comedy. Full circle. Yeah. It was kind of just that thing of having to present something, kind of made me go, God, yeah, I can talk and be funny a bit when I do this. And I always wanted to do comedy, so it kind of pushed me towards this. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Brilliant.
Well, it's weird, yeah.
To come back around the end to Ansley House and here you are a few years later.
And I wouldn't have changed physically.
Not at all. You're the same man you always were. Okay, April 14th, 8:30 in Ansley House. You'll see that amazing comedy showcase with Sophia Wren, Stephanie L, Aideen McQueen, and of course, the brilliant Carl Spain. And the whole festival runs in Dublin's North Inner City from April 11th to April 19th. And there's dance,
more,
music, theatre, comedy, exhibition, so much more. Carl, thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy Austria. Get some schnitzel into you.
And
I've already asked one listener this today, actually, because she was saying she was going to Germany next week. If you see a bit of Süßersenf, right? It's a sweet German mustard in Austria. They have sell it in Austria as well. Will you bring me back a jar?
Say it again?
Süßersenf.
Süßersenf.
Yeah, Süßersenf. Ich möchte ein Süßersenf.
I'll put it, whatever dinner you order, then I'll pour it all over.
Sound brilliant. I love it. All right, Carl Spain, thanks a million. See you later.
No worries.
Dave Moore on Today FM.